Hey, thank you for holding. Is this Johnny?
Yes.
Hey, Johnny.
The only problem I have with y'all, and I've done it with y'all many a time, is you get on the first page, yes, but then you got to keep yourself up there by doing things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you just stay on the first page. You always go down to 18th, 20th, or whatever. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm always on the first page.
Like, yeah, said, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Did you try? I just want to clarify here, Johnny. Did you try doing this yourself? Is that what you're alluding to?
No,
or
I've
you
been with y'all and paid money every month for it.
Oh, when you say you guys, who exactly do you mean?
Google.
Oh, okay. So we're not Google. Yeah,
well,
Google's not gonna.
Google. Why'd you say that then?
No. So
first
Google's
page of Google.
Yeah. So we'll get you on the first page of Google. Absolutely. Yeah. We can do that. No problem.
Well, y'all did bring up Google then, right?
We did bring up Google, yes. We're just not Google. So I just want to make sure before we even move any further, we are a premier channel partner for Google. Google obviously is a real company. Google will not contact you directly. They only contact enterprise accounts. So they'll contact like Amazon, they'll contact Walmart, they'll contact Ford, things like that. But when it comes to the small and medium-sized business, because there's so many of you guys labeled throughout the entire United States, they actually will train and certify companies to become Google channel partners. There's three levels to membership for Google. We are a premier channel partner, which is the last level. There's only 47 of us throughout the entire United States. So let me I just wanted to make sure I clarify that portion for it, Johnny, but I will tell you, you are absolutely right. If you try to do this on your own, it is free. You do not have to pay anybody. The only problem is what you just said. You got to work really hard to get yourself on the first page. But when you get there, it's not like you're done. You didn't make it to the finish line. You have to constantly keep making sure that you're optimizing your listing, making sure your keywords are on point in order to maintain
your
position on the first page. So we are very aware. We've been doing this for 19 years. This is not guesswork for us anymore. What we do is that we will get you on the first page of Google. You can choose up to 15 different jobs that you want to be found for on the first page, and we will maintain your position every single month in, month out. And the way that we do that, Johnny, is we do not and cannot work with anybody else that does what you do in your area. We don't work with your competitors at all. So sometimes you may work with a company that's going to do your marketing, and they might not disclose that they're also working with your competitors. Because there's only so many positions on the first page of Google, that company may only be allowed to put one person at a time. So if they're working with six or seven other business owners, what ends up happening is that you guys got to kind of rotate, right? And then the only person that wins is the marketing company, not you guys. With our company, it is different. Yeah, we will only work with you and only you, period. That's the only way that we can maintain our partnership with Google. And then we'll make sure that we'll get you all squared away and taken care of.
So what do people like? What do they punch in to get a hold of y'all? You know what I mean? What are the clients? What are they doing?
Okay.
Like?
So when you say clients, as far as like our company, like if somebody wants to be on the first page,
I'm looking for asphalt.
Okay.
So
perfect.
Do?
So the way that that works is you get to choose up to 15 different keywords or phrases, right? As an example, we can get you found for asphalt group near me, asphalting near me. You know, if you do any other jobs, obviously we'll get you found for that as well. So what our team does is you can give us generic keywords, let's just say asphalt, and what our team will do is that they'll take a look at your area and find out what's the higher traffic ones and which ones are the most valuable. Once we find those out, then those are the ones that we're going to rank your business for. Because, you know, maybe somebody won't type in, you know, asphalt in Belt Spring, Texas near me, right? You know, it may be too long. So if there's only five people that's searching that, we're not going to use that as part of your 15 keywords. We're only going to get you on the higher traffic keywords.
So it costs more to go to different areas like Fort Worth, Dallas, and all that kind of, because they're bigger areas, am I correct?
Yeah, so it would be more, and the reason for that is because it goes by target area, right? So, like, if you're in a...
Yeah, because Ball Springs is a little bitty old foot town, you know?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Spend your money on Ball Springs, right?
You could, right? And we can take a look at the area, and depending on where you want to travel to is where we want to get you listed on the first page of Google for, okay? So where are you typically traveling? Are you traveling like a 50-mile radius from where you're at right now, or?
Yeah, 50-mile radius, yeah.
Okay. So the max amount for the program that we want to put you on here, Johnny, that's not going to overwhelm you with work, is 50 miles. So that's what we would cover for you, because there's a couple of other things we do for you as well. For instance, like, you know, if you're setting up a website, or do you guys have like a Facebook business page by any chance?
Yes, I got Dallas. It's under Dallas Asphalt Group at yahoo.com.
Dallas Asphalt Group at Yahoo.
Yeah.
Is the website DallasAsphaltGroup.com?
Yeah, it could be. Let's see. Or Dallas Asphalt. Maybe it's under... I got something that's like already there. It's got pictures and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah.
Like if you're looking up Dallas Asphalt Group, you know?
Yep. Yeah, I think I found you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're doing pretty good. I mean, you have 132 followers. I see a picture of Home Plus. Looks like you might have done that parking lot.
Yeah, Cons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You
okay.
See that, Cons,
yep.
And all that?
I did, yeah. I found you.
Cons,
so.
I do a lot of, you know, big little, you know. But I've been doing it, like I say, for 40-something years, you know.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, you're definitely no new kid around the block, you know, so you definitely know what you're talking about for sure. I can tell that just from the small conversations we've already had, and that's why I'm shooting it straight to you, because anytime somebody's been in business that long, I don't have to fluff you up with anything. It's like, you know, you've got to make sure that obviously you're working with the right company, and because we've been doing this for 19 years, not as long as you have, but we're getting there, you know, especially
right.
Being in marketing. You know, the only way that we could be successful is if you guys are successful. And because we can't work with anybody in your area that does what you guys do, we have to be very selective as to who we're working with. Now, I saw that you have your Google Business profile that was set up. It's under DallasAsphaltGroup.com. So just a word of advice. You don't want to put it as DallasAsphaltGroup.com for your Google Business profile. So, like, what we would do if we end up working together, we'll help you out with your Google Business profile. So we'll optimize it. We'll make sure that it looks legitimate, and we'll make sure that the title is the same, which is going to be your business name. And then what we do is that we optimize, and we obviously make sure that you're listed on the first page for those keywords.
Yeah, see, like, you know, like that, you know, people ain't going to look up Dallas Asphalt Group if they don't know Dallas
Asphalt. If they don't know you.
You know what I'm saying?
You hit the nail on the head. Yeah.
Look up that name because they don't know that name, you know. Well, I mean, they know it, you know, because of my customers and all that. But for they ain't gonna know it if you try to.
A brand new person. Yeah, like if I'm looking for somebody that does asphalting and I don't know you exist, I'm not gonna type in Dallas Asphalt.
There you
type
go.
In
yeah.
Asphalting near me. Yeah, I tell people that too, Johnny. I say, you know, if they spend so much money on a website, even. You know, put like $2,000-$4,000 into a website, and I'm like, well, that's great, but if nobody knows your domain name, how are they going to find you, right? You guys are nowhere to be found, and you spend all that money. It's like building a car, making it look really nice as far as like the paint, but there's no engine.
Is my phone number underneath them there?
What, the Google Business profile?
Yeah.
Yeah, 972-740-2867.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what's under there. And it has you at 2105 Peachtree Road in Balch Springs, Texas, 75180, right?
That's correct.
All right. I mean, I do want to go into, obviously, I want to hook you up with some pricing here and make sure that, obviously, this is something that's going to make sense. We are able to apply some discount.
Yeah, let me know. I'm, you know, because I've done it all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, are you doing anything
different? I guess might be different companies like you. And you know what I'm saying? And they put you up there for a little while, then you're down, then you ain't even there, or whatever, you know.
That's because they're working with other companies. Yeah, that's very common. And we get a lot of people that jump ship and join our company. And there's nothing wrong about the other companies. It's just when we at marketing, we want to make sure that the marketing is for you to line your pockets, because the better that you do, well, then the better that we do, right? And as long as we keep you, then that makes our company look good too. So we want to make sure that you're successful overall, and that's when we put you guys first every single time. And what we'll do is, well, let me go over the pricing here, because I think you'll be pretty surprised with how this all works. So what we do here, Johnny, it's there's no contracts, okay? It's all month to month, and you guys can cancel at any time, okay? We do not hold you accountable. It's, you know, we're a performance-based business. We are going to perform for you every month. So if you ever run into a situation like you ran into before for those other companies, hey, you guys aren't doing what you're supposed to do, you should be allowed to cancel us risk-free. So that's exactly what we provide for you.
That's correct.
Because it's month to month, you're typically looking at, especially if you're covering like that full 50-mile radius for the entire program, you know, you're typically looking at around $499. But we are able to discount it down today to only $249 a month. So that's $249 a month. And then in order for us to do all the programming to get you listed on the first page, the maximum amount of time it takes is just 30 to 45 days. That's it. In order to rank your business directly on the first page for all of those keywords, there's a one-time $99 processing fee just to make sure that we can get you up, because we put about 100 hours into your account. So all you're looking at today, Johnny, is $348, but every single month after that, it's only $249 a month. And what you're paying for that $249, which I'll explain to you now, is everything I just mentioned to you via Google, right? But we'll also get you submitted to the top five directories. So we don't just stop at Google. We do Facebook. We do Yelp. We do Bing. We do Apple. We will handle all of your content creation for you. You know, we want to make sure that you're just available to receive phone calls and handle work. We're going to take care of everything else online. And you know how nowadays...
I go to Google, so let me ask you something real quick.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to get involved.
No, it's okay.
If I ask for, go to Google, put you up asphalt, Johnny Dunn, well, Dallas Asphalt Group's going to be there. Am I correct?
That is, well... just clarify that one more time. Like if you're saying
asphalt or paving companies or, you know
yep.
what I mean?
Yes. Yes. So those are part of the 15 keywords or phrases that you can choose. So like for instance, do you do anything other than asphalt or is it just asphalt?
Seal coat. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So let's say somebody's looking for a seal coater. If they type in seal coating near me, just as an example, then we're going to make sure that your business is the one that's popping up on the first page.
Okay.
Yep.
But what town, how far is 50-mile radius from y'all? I mean, from me, say. How far is that going to be?
I was going to say, it's not from us. So we're in California, so I don't know if you want any work.
Yeah, right.
From California. But, yeah, so where
from
you're currently...
From Ball Springs is where it's going to be, right?
Yeah. I mean, we can do it. I mean, we can probably edge it out a little bit from where you're currently at right now, because it has to be. We just can't be working with somebody in that area that does asphalting. And if we don't, then we can actually get you listed at a different zip code as well. So, like, you give me a zip code that's near you that you may want to be found for better, so we can start your marketing. I'll take a look to see if we can do it.
See, I don't know the zip code. There's so many little big towns around here, you know, like Carrollton, there's Carrollton,
yeah.
There's Richardson, there's Dallas,
Roselle,
Downeyville.
Yeah, Highland Park, University Park, you got Hitchens. I mean, where you're currently at right now, to be honest with you, I mean, there's a large amount of people. There's a good amount of people in your area. Like if we cover a 50-mile radius of where you're at currently,
yeah,
we're going to be hitting a pretty large amount of southeast Dallas.
What about Fort Worth? Fort Worth?
Fort Worth? Oh, so Fort Worth's on west of Dallas, right? So that's pretty far away from where
you're at. That's about 50 miles from me.
That's about 50 miles from you, right? Yeah, it'd probably be right on that edge of Fort Worth is where we would be looking at. I could try to get you closer, like do a 50-mile radius from like Arlington, I can see if there's
yeah,
any.
Yeah, or can I go? Yeah, all them Grand Prairie.
All right, let me take a look at Arlington really quick, because I think that might actually.
Arlington ain't 50 miles, I know that.
So we can, you think it's less than that?
Beg your pardon?
You think it's less than 50 miles from where
you
are?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Arlington is.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be perfect for you then. I think if we stay where we're at right now and we cover that full 50-mile radius, because what's also included in the plan here as well is Facebook advertisements, okay? So what we do is that we'll take your Facebook page that you've done a great job of curating some followers, but right now, if you just make a post, only the people that are going to see it are the 132 people that are currently your friends. So what we do is that we will do paid advertisements on your Facebook business page. And what that means is that, remember how we were talking about the keywords for Google? Like if somebody's typing in, you know, asphalt near me, let's say somebody's doing that. And let's say somebody doesn't make a decision on Googling it or searching it for any other search engine. Well, what happens is that when they go back to their Facebook page, if they cover within that 50-mile radius, anyone in that 50-mile radius is going to start seeing your advertisements as long as they either spoken about it or searched your business, not your business specifically, but anything asphalt for the keywords related. So as they're scrolling on their Facebook, they'll see your advertisement pop up. Hey, we saw that you were looking for an asphalter. Well, Dallas Asphalt Group does A, B, and C. It gives them an option to click to call you right then and there. They can visit your Facebook page. They can visit your Google business profile. And what that does is that actually helps you in two ways. It helps you on the search engine side of things, which is Google, but then it's also going to help you on the social media side of things, which is Facebook, which statistically has a
Facebook,
better
–
Yeah, so
a lot of people go to Facebook now. You know, a lot of people.
I mean, it's even more than a lot of people, because I'm pretty sure I think like 95% of everybody's currently using Facebook as, you know, a primary source of information, right? And there's other companies that do really well with like Snapchat, and they do really well. Like if you're a makeup artist, you know, you do really good at Instagram. But when it comes to like the heavy intensive labor work, asphalting, roofing, you know, bathroom remodeling, kitchen remodelers, you know, they do really well on Facebook, because that's where most of their clients are, right? They're kind of just scrolling on their Facebook and they get to see that. So that's why
I'm a one company only. I'm a paving company only, okay?
Yeah.
I don't do nothing else but asphalt, parking lot.
That's great. Yeah. I mean, that's actually really good.
You know, a lot of people, there's this, there's roofing, there's paving, there's, you know what I mean? Remodeling, to this, to that.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, those are, we have, I mean, I've signed up hundreds of general contractors, and that's exactly what they do. I mean, they eat this stuff up like butter, because they do so much that they want to be found for everything, and they find a company like ours and they're like, wow, this is like a no-brainer, right? And then we sign them up and like they're off to the races. But man, shout out to them, because you know, they're doing roofs, they're doing remodeling, you know, they're doing painting, they're doing
they're just doing anything to make money.
Yeah, it's exactly what they're doing. I mean, they're doing anything
to make money.
Yep.
When you're a paving contractor, see, I get a lot of calls from people that it goes out to jobs and they'll get the down payment or whatever, you know.
Yep.
And they get the down payment and they're gone with the money.
Yep.
Well, I get
a
lot of calls that people then got the down payment, and if they're gone with the money, they can't do nothing about it. Can you come out and help me out? Well, I never. This is one thing I don't know to do. I never collect a dollar. I don't care if it's $1 million job. I never collect a dollar until I'm done with the job.
Wow. Okay. That's good.
That's fine. So I'm just that kind of, you know what I mean? I know how to handle business. So as far as that, I never collect a dollar until I'm done with that job.
Yeah, you know, it's easier for a company like yours to be successful on Google for two reasons. Number one, you know, you only specialize in basically one thing. So those 15 keywords, we can always mix and match a ton of them. And we're going to really make sure that people are going to be able to find your business very easily. And number two, you have 35 years of experience. So like once we get you in front of the customers and clients that don't know who you guys are, And once they see that you have 35 years of experience, and even some of the photos like on your Facebook page that I'm looking at, like once they start seeing stuff like this, I mean, this is like a no-brainer, right? This is where people really start becoming successful on Google. Now, if you're a brand new company, you can still be successful on Google. It just may take you a little bit, right? You gotta, you know, make sure that you get some years under your belt. You gotta make sure that people can trust you. You gotta make sure, you know what I mean? So like, there's things like that. But for you, I mean,
how many pictures y'all got? I got on there.
Well, on your Facebook?
Yeah, either Facebook and I don't
30
know why you can't look. How many?
Yeah, it looks like about 30. I don't count them all,
yeah,
but
I got
a lot
of pictures.
Amount.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you got a good amount. Yeah.
Yeah, a good amount. People, I was laying asphalt and everything. I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see you chopping up rocks and paving asphalt and. Looks like
that's right.
Most of them are.
We do the grinding and all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
So really, you already got something to start off, right?
Right. Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, you know, that helps out a lot. You know, you don't have to send pictures because you got them right there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. You're ahead of the curve, but we've worked with so many companies that are brand new. They have nothing, no website, no pictures, no anything, and we can still rank them on the first page of Google. We can still do all that for them, and then obviously over time they can send us pictures. But for you, it does make our job easier because once we start, I mean, we can really get things started because we already have everything. So what we do is that once we sign you up, you'll spend about 30 minutes at the interview that we'll do with you for our account management team. And what they'll do is that they'll dive into the actual nitty-gritty of everything for you. So they'll dive into everything for your Google. They'll make sure that they have access to your Facebook page and the pictures on your Facebook page so we can start doing those advertisements on there as well. It takes about 30 minutes. So, yeah, they'll dive into basically all that. And then the last thing here, Johnny, honestly,
how long does
it
take to start doing all this for everything to start working y'all's way? You know what I mean?
Well, we get started immediately. So, like, okay. When let's say you – I don't know what your schedule looks like today, but let's say we sign you up. Once we close the listing and you paid the listing, then we stop the phone calls. If you want to do it today, we can schedule some time today to talk with the team. After you have that conversation with them and after they go over everything, we start right then and there. You already have a Google business profile, so we're good to go there. And then what they'll do is that they'll get access to the Facebook page, like I said to you before, and then they'll go over everything. So within about 7 to 14 days, we're already running advertisements on your Facebook business page, right? The maximum amount of time it takes us to get you your business listed on the first page of Google is 30 to 45 days. That is it. Once you're listed on the first page of Google, we will keep you and maintain, as long as you're paying us every month, we will keep and maintain your position on the first page. We don't end up, you're not going to end up on page 2 or 3 or 5. We don't come up with excuses.
All right, I got you.
We, you know what I mean? Because we even have an account manager here, Johnny, that we'll get you access to. That team will do that for you. And it'll show you everything that we're doing. It'll show you how many people
you
are.
You get a phone number to call in case you need to ask questions or anything.
For our company?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So for us.
You know what I mean? Do you talk to the same person or do you talk to different people? You know what I mean? When you call.
Our company is large and small at the same time. So like our sales team is really small and our account management team is really big because we will do everything. That's how we maintain your position every month on the first page. We have a team of people doing it every day to curating your account. You'll probably talk to like one or two people that are the same over there. But you'll always have me to stay in contact with. So, like, I know a lot of times a big concern is you'll sign up with a company and then you talk to, like, 50 other people and you don't know who you're discussing.
Yeah.
And then the person that signed you up, they're long gone.
You know, some of them don't know
they don't
you
know nothing.
From me. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. So I make sure, Johnny, that you have my information. So even though I may not be the one doing the heavy lifting, if you have a question, if you have a concern, if you want me to look up something in your account, if you want me to get in contact with somebody, I mean, you can just reach out to me. You can call me, you can text me, or you can email me. So whatever way that you feel is going to be better to get in contact with me personally, I'm obviously going to be here for you.
But when y'all are doing stuff, do y'all email me and let me know what's going on or what?
I mean, absolutely. So it's a partnership, right? So it's not like, don't get me wrong. I mean, if you're busy, we'll handle everything, but, you know, there's going to be some times we're going to call you. It's never a bad thing. It's always a good thing. It's kind of just to move that needle forward. So there may be some extra information that we'll need from you, but, you can always call us. You can always make changes and edits. If you want to even look at the marketing we're doing on your Facebook, and let's say maybe you're running maybe in the month of April, you're doing 50% off of all asphalt, just an example.
Yeah.
Tell us. Let us know. And then what we'll do is that we'll optimize your marketing to show the 50% discount.
See,
right?
I can put like 10% off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And we'll only do that, obviously, on your request. We're not just going to be handing out discounts for you for no reason. But if you tell us, hey, you know, you're offering something, or maybe you got a cheap version of asphalt, you're saving yourself money, you want to, you know, show that to the customer.
I'm
going to
try
break.
Y'all, okay?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think you'll love it.
I mean, I've done it plenty of times to different other people, but, you know, we'll just see how this works. I don't mind. If it works right, don't worry. I'm in there. You know what I'm saying? All the time.
That's how marketing is, right? If I spend a dollar and I make 10, I don't care about spending the dollar.
That's right.
I can throw the dollar away all day.
Spending my money. You got to spend money to make money.
Got to spend money to, yeah. You got to spend money to make money. Okay. Let's, all right.
Money doesn't make you no money.
Yeah, you don't want to be throwing your money away. Unless it's a bill, you know, because then it's like you're spending money and I ain't getting nothing. Just spending bills all day. All right, Johnny, let's do a couple of things here. Everything I told you so far is going to be in writing. So I'm going to make sure I send all this to you. Obviously, we have your first name as Johnny. Is that your full name? Is that like a nickname? Or is it Jonathan?
Beg your pardon, say that again. Sorry.
No, that's okay. That's all right. Your first name, is it Johnny? Is it Jonathan? Is it short or long?
Johnny
or
Dunn.
Dunn. Johnny Dunn. Last name is
D-U-N-N. Yeah.
All right. And then your email was DallasAsphaltGroup@Yahoo.com, right?
DallasAsphaltGroup@Yahoo.com.
All right. Perfect. And your phone number for your clients to call you, 972-740-2867?
That's correct.
All right. And you guys are in Dallas, close to Dallas. So that's Central Time Zone, right?
Yeah, you put Dallas.
Okay. Is that Central Time Zone?
Beg your pardon?
Is that the time zone? Is that Central?
Yeah. It's here. Well, that'll change it all night, so it'll be, say, 11 o'clock. Or does it go back an hour?
I think on Sunday it's going back an hour, I believe.
Yeah, it's 10:15 here now. It'll be 11:15. 11:20.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, so right now it's 10:15, right? So it's Central.
Yeah, it'll go up.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so let's do that for now. Okay, let me go back. All right, now when it comes to those keywords that you want to be found for, I'm going to get them written down now. You can be generic. That's okay. Like I said, our team will do the research for you. But
so, yeah, they
do you have
research it.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any specific ones that you want us?
Yeah, I can kind of go over some of them. Would be like asphalt.
Okay.
Paving. Seal coat.
Coat. Okay.
Asphalt repair.
You broke up that last one, Johnny. Can you just repeat
asphalt
that?
Asphalt repair.
Okay.
And really, they can probably look underneath, like, some of the rest of them or whatever, and look under some keywords, you know?
I sure do. All
go
anything
again.
Asphalt related. Okay, and then the last one is, it looks like you do commercial work. This is why I'm bringing this up. We could market you for commercial or residential, or we could do a mixture of both. What do you want to be found for most? Residential, commercial, a mix of both?
Well, I do both of them, so all the time I do. So. Commercial.
Right. So only commercial then?
Right. Commercial. Perfect. And I do both of them, really. I do, you know, I like driveways. But I do.
Yeah, that's why. That's why.
Like commercial. See that?
Yeah, yeah.
Deal.
Yeah, I heard some people, I'll ask you this because you're doing commercial too. I always ask to try to find out, but, do you enjoy doing commercial better than residential? Because I heard that when you do commercial, you'll do a job, but they won't pay you for like 3 or 4 months. So you're kind of just.
See, and I'm going to tell you, I've been in business a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I get paid when I get done with a job.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna believe it, but I get paid when I'm done with that job.
Oh yeah, they pay you right then and there?
Yeah, I don't wait that 30 days, 60 days, 45 hours.
Yeah, yeah, there's people that wait. I'm like, man, if
yeah,
I was in your ball, I'm like,
big old companies, you know, they wanna wait. But I generally don't work for like in big high rise buildings, putting in asphalt and stuff like that. I don't
right.
work for the kind of people.
Right,
do
right.
Pay
oh,
down the league, you know.
I do. Yeah, I know exactly. I know exactly what you're. You know exactly
yeah.
what you're talking about. What made you go into? Because you only do paving. So, like, what made you go into paving? Is that like a family business that you kind of got passed
that
on?
Was my
like,
dad's business. Yeah, it was my dad's
I thought
one
so.
Time.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. Do you have any kids that you're passing this along to as well? Or
I got
kind
one.
Of just
like, yeah. But I'm 63
wow.
now, so, you know.
Oh, man.
But I don't work
yeah.
that much anymore like I used to. I mean, I work 3 days, 4 days a week sometimes, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, I got a lot of customers. I get about probably 15, 20 customers, you know.
Yep, I do.
They keep me
yeah.
kind of busy, too.
They kind of keep you rotating through. Yeah, I see exactly
yeah.
what you
know.
Yep, yep. Absolutely. Good. Okay. Nice. All right. Now, when it comes to the listing, so as you know, this is going to be a tax write-off. It's going to come up as Google marketing for you.
That's
okay.
Right.
So if you have a business card, we do recommend using that because it keeps everything pretty clean for you guys. But any other debit or credit card will obviously do. I'll do the card number
and
now.
I do take credit cards too, see.
Okay. You take credit cards, right?
Yeah. On jobs.
Yeah, do you do like Venmo, Zelle? Do you do like any of the online stuff, or is it just cash and like check and debit?
Check and debit, really. I don't take
check
credit cards. You know what I mean? I take debit cards, I guess.
Yep. Yep. Know exactly what you're talking about. Okay, perfect. Okay, so for this listing, yeah, you can choose whichever one you want. I'll get the card number now. I'm going to read you off a voice verification. That reiterates everything we just went through. Make sure we're obviously still on the same page. And then we'll process the listing, and then we'll schedule a time, either today or next week or, you know, one of those times, as long as you're available.
You know, one of my businesses, I think, on there, it's already got a card on there. You might see it. Or Yala, of course it's a Dallas Asphalt Group card.
Dallas Asphalt. Is that the name? Is that the name on the card? Dallas Asphalt Group?
Uh-huh. Dallas Asphalt Group.
Okay. So let me change that.
Same the company, Dallas Asphalt Group.
All right. All right, and then is the address the same, 2105 South Peachtree
yeah,
Road?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and is this a Master Visa or Discover?
Master.
All right, whenever you're in a safe location, we'll do the card number, expiration, and then 3 digits on the back.
Okay. Email me everything too. Probably email me after we're done and all that. Email me.
Yeah. Even after we're done, I'm staying on the phone with you. I make sure that you have everything before we go.
Okay. Cool. Okay, brother. It's 5441-8525-0001-9278. Expiration date 9/27. 815 on the back. And it's Johnny G. Dunn, Dallas Asphalt Group. Zip code 75182.
75182. Perfect. Okay. All right. I just saved that. So let me go ahead and read you off the voice verification. It's just, like I said, it's just to reiterate everything that we went through. So as I'm going through this, I may ask you to answer some questions. But besides that, if you have any questions yourself, obviously just let me know. As we've been doing back and forth, I'll just make sure I kind of reiterate it for you then, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. So welcome to Local Splash's Voice Verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance, and it's to outline the service agreement you have with Local Splash and an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Dallas Asphalt Group.
And please state your name and title within the business.
I'm the owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, do you want me to add anybody additional on this account? Do you have like a secretary
No.
or somebody else? No, just you.
No, just me.
Okay. And like I mentioned to you earlier, this is going to be a partnership. So we're going to get you a phone number here. It's going to be our main headquarter number. It's going to be an 877 number. I'm going to make sure that you save that because we're going to call you. I'm going to call you. You're going to call us. It's going to be the exact same number. So I'm going to want to make sure that you have it saved because if we do call you,
our
remember.
Text is good too for me, okay?
I could put down text too. We can text the line as well.
Yeah.
That's no problem.
Yeah.
That's no problem. As a matter of fact, once we approve everything here, you're going to get a text message as well. So I'm going to make sure you get that too, okay?
Great. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, perfect. And now your initial payment with the setup, that's going to be today, 3/8 of 24 in the amount of 348. But every single month after that is going to be 249, okay? So that means the 8th of every month. So April 8th, May 8th, it's going to be only 249, okay?
I got
you. Now, you may discontinue your agreement with us at any time, okay? Contact customer support.
How do I pay? You'll just take it out of it or what? Tell me that.
Automatic. Yeah, it's automatically going to be done on the 8th of every month. So it keeps things simple. So if you want to mark it down in your calendar, the 8th of every month, just that 249. Today would be 348, but yeah. Okay.
I want to make sure that, you know what I mean, we're agreed. And you know, I like I said, I've been through all this here before. And this
I know.
And that and that and this and then nothing's ever come out the way, you know what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So,
exactly.
We'll just see how it goes, or, you know.
Yep.
Because I don't mind spending the money to make money. You just, you know, I want to throw it away, you know.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. So I make sure that you have our phone number. You can text. You can call. You can call me directly. I'll make sure that you have my direct extension as well, Johnny. Just because, again, I know that's actually a very common concern. And because I've been doing this myself for about 10 years, you know, I always make myself available for my customers and clients. So that's great. That's no problem at all. So yeah, like I said, just to finish this up, you may give us a call at any time. If you want to cancel, we even have a pause feature here as well. So what that does is let's say you guys are crushing it. You're getting too much work. That means that you don't have to pay for your marketing. So give us a call, and then what we'll do is that we could put it on pause, and we'll pause your listing so we won't charge you. And let's say it takes you about a month and a half, 2 months to get caught up with the work that you currently have now. Once you get caught up, give us a call. We'll start your marketing all over again, and then we'll start the calls coming back in for you then, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Cool.
And on another one, on that, like an asphalt and all that, what I gave you a while ago, you can put regrind. Asphalt, I need that put on there. Asphalt regrind. Yeah, do that. Asphalt regrind.
Let me go back there.
Asphalt. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No. That's okay. Asphalt regrind.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. All right, let me just go back and add that in there for you as well. All right, perfect. Okay, so we've made it to the end. Like I said, I'm staying on the phone with you, but do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So let me go ahead and process this. So bear with me one moment. You'll get a text message and an email for this as well. And while this is going through, how's your schedule looking today? Do you want to, you want to talk to the team today? I could get you in, try to get you in as soon as possible or later. Let me look at the schedule.
How long does that take? Tell me that.
It depends on your questions, but, you know, you're typically looking at about 20 to 30 minutes. If you have a ton of questions, maybe 45 minutes.
And what kind of questions need to, I mean, what do we need? I mean,
so they're gonna give you a white glove service. So they're literally gonna dive into the nitty gritty of everything that they're gonna do for you. So it's a good amount of work that we're doing. So if you have any questions while they're going through it, that's what I mean by that. You don't really have to have anything prepared. It's really just a listening session, just so that we can show you everything that we're doing and make sure we're all on the same page. But if you have additional, like,
truth, I don't need to listen to none of that. You know what I need. You got it all, really.
Okay, no, really. So what we'll do then is
going through all that when you got it all right there, and they're gonna, you know, get more keywords or whatever, you know.
Yep. Okay. So what I'll do then,
I don't have to, you know, take up nobody's time for nothing.
No, that's totally fine. It's just that because we know that you've obviously, yeah, we know that you've been, you know, at least I know that you've been kind of burned before by other companies. And really the reason that we have this interview with our clients is because we really want to make sure that everything is taken care of. So what I'm going to do is we'll schedule time. I'll let the team know, hey, he doesn't have any questions, concerns. Just give him that quick run through everything that we're doing. So make sure we're on the same page, and then we'll get you in and out of the phone call pretty quick. Is that okay?
Okay. And send me, if you mind, text me your number and number.
I will. I'll text that to you actually right now. I can actually text that to you right now. So hang on 1 second while I have.
Good. Now I'll save it. Say it when I get it. But now if I have any problems, I'll call you or ask you any questions or anything like that. I won't have to call you. I can call the other people. If they don't answer them right, I can call you, you know.
That is the exact chain of events should happen. Like if you're trying to get in contact with somebody, or even if you just want to shoot me a text message. Like when I text you from this number, you can text it back.
That's all that matters, brother.
Yep, I kind of figured as much. So let me go ahead and send this to you while you're on the phone. Do you have a good time today that you wanna meet? Is later better?
Anytime, call me.
Okay. Do you want to do it? You want to do it at like noon?
Yeah, do it about noon. That'd be fine. I think I'll be available.
Let me get you scheduled in there for noon. I did send you a text message, too. I just want to make sure you at least got that. You probably got a couple.
And how do they, their number show up on my phone? You know what I mean? I get a lot of them who don't even answer because of.
So remember the 877 number I was telling you about? I just sent you a text message. You probably got a couple of texts, actually, but one of those texts. Yeah, if you want to take a look at it real quick, it's 877. Yeah, because that's the number you're going to want to save.
Okay, hold on. 877-635-6222.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, 6225, yeah.
Yep, that's it. You hit the nail on the head.
That's your number, right?
That is all of our numbers. So like that's the number I'll call you from. That's the number that our team calls you from. It's the exact number that you call us. You know, if you want to pause, if you want to cancel, if you want to update, you call that number. The number that you got text from, you can reply to that. That comes directly to your account here. And I can also see those text messages, so I can always take a look at those whenever I get a chance. And then obviously respond back, or our team will respond back to you. So we give you plenty of ways to make sure you can get in contact with us, okay? So we don't want you to feel like you're kind of out there in limbo land.
All right, brother. No problem. I appreciate you, okay?
Yeah, not a problem. You have any other questions or concerns for me?
That's it, bud.
All right, we got you on at noon today, so be on the lookout for that phone call today at 12, and then we'll take it from there, Johnny. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much for spending time with me today, and we'll I guess, speak to you in a little bit, okay?
Okay, bud. Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem, John. Take care.